Kevin, where's Kevin? Where the hell is Kevin? Come here. He's a star. Where is Kevin? Get Kevin in here. Kevin. Watch this. Kevin. 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 We got to get him. Get up here. Get up here, Kevin. I don't know what they produce at this school, but this guy is a champ. He's tough as hell. Whenever there's a problem, he's not supposed to. He runs right in, like full blast, runs in. He is a wild man. Is everybody like that at this place? Say hello, Kevin.
The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
Welcome to episode 147 of the Extra Mile Podcast. As the man said, this is Kevin, your host. How is everybody, huh? So, as you can tell, I'm not running right now. I did a short 3-mile run earlier. Just kind of take a little walk at the end of that and cooling down a little bit, stretching my legs out a little bit. And, of course, getting a few more steps on the Fitbit. Gorgeous, gorgeous weather today. Not a cloud in the sky. I've already had 2 soccer games today. And it's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. My son had an early game, and then he followed it up about an hour later with another one. And, 2 goals today and 2 wins. Good day for the soccer, for the Gwynn soccer teams. So let's see, my training. How's my training going? Well, it depends on how you define training. If you define training, getting out 4 to 5 days a week, enjoying the spring weather, then my training is going swimmingly, if I can mix sports. I said that because I'm right across from, in my neighborhood, and I'm right straight across from the neighborhood pool. They just took the top off of that thing yesterday, and I saw some guys cleaning it out, and I'm guessing they dumped a bunch of chemicals in there to get it ready. It's amazing how dirty that water gets. They never empty it all the way, but that water gets so dirty over the winter. And then after a few days with those chemicals, it's clear as can be. So anyway, the training's going okay. Not really training for anything. As I say at the beginning of just about every podcast, except for when it gets to be fall weather, I am happy to say completely over the flu, though. And man, do I feel good about that. So I'm just plugging away, no races. And I am, however, very, very jealous of all of your races. And you guys will probably, if you're not training right now, you're probably get jealous after this episode as well. Today's the first day of the spring, nice spring weather, that I'm actually dressed properly, because I've brought along 2 items that normally I'm not running without. First, it's definitely squish weather, so I brought my squish band today, and that thing has become, or will become, an item that I won't leave the door without. And secondly, probably shame on me, but it's the first day I actually put on suntan lotion, or sunblock, I guess I should call it, huh? And wherever you are at, I'm sure the sun is beating down as well, and you gotta get that lotion out, get that sunblock. I got a 50 block on today, which is pretty much like running in a lead suit, I think. So check it out. So in today's episode, like I said, we've got a lot of people training for some spring races. Some people have actually already done them, and I'm rather jealous, but not quite jealous enough to go out and start training for something, but just so close. So check it out. We'll chat a little bit at the end. Got some things I want to go over with you. But here's the good stuff. You'll enjoy your extra mile. Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is the recovering gym from South Central Pennsylvania, calling in with a submission. So you heard me use the word recovering. And that's what I'm doing. Apparently Kevin and I are such good friends, we even get sick at the same time. I did mention offline to Kevin that, you know what, the next time we're going to do this simpatico thing, let's have it around vacations to the Bahamas, you know? And then we can be pleasantly surprised. Wow, you went to the Bahamas the same week as I did? Huh. Yeah, so I came down with some virus. Oh, what's today? Wednesday? So, 8 days ago. And that's what I thought it was, just a cold virus. And, you know, by Saturday, I realized, all right, this isn't going anywhere. And, you know, this is just your simple cold. I should be, you know, on the upswing after 48 hours, and I was not. So, long story short, it turned out I had an upper respiratory infection, sinusitis, and a slight ear infection. So, you know, fast forward now from Saturday to today, which is Wednesday. By the way, happy hump day. I'm out for my second 2 mile walk this week, because I am still not well enough to be going for a run. But I kind of want to get outside and at least stretch the legs. So that's where I am. Let's see. New information. I may have a race update. Or should I say a future race update. But I have a past race update right now. And that is that I've heard from the Chattanooga Marathon people. And they have sent out an email saying, for everybody who is negatively impacted, I think was the terminology they used, by their human error at the race being 0.28 miles short due to a misplaced turnaround cone, they're going to offer a $40 entry fee for 2017. So you had to send them an email with your name and your bib number so they can verify you were actually in the race and that you were in the marathon, because it only affected the marathon. Apparently there was no issues with the length of the half marathon. That was fine. We'll see. So, you know, if they feel I was negatively impacted, I will sign up for 2017 and I will be returning to Chattanooga. So there you go. Anything else going on? Not much. I'm just really trying to get better right now and get back to running. And then start training again for my marathon in Vermont. I'm going to be at the Vermont City Marathon this year over the weekend of Memorial Day. So that's the next thing on the hit parade. That's all I got, though. I'm going to get back to my hump day morning stroll here. And I will, of course, wish you all a pleasant extra mile. Take care.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Dr. Amanda calling from Valhalla, New York. And I am finishing up a 7.5 mile run. I'm calling with a race report. Last weekend, let's see, today is April 2nd. So last Saturday, right before Easter, I ran the Central Park Spring Classic 10K. This was supposed to be a throwback race. No shirts, no medals, and the race cost $10 to enter. So it was a pretty good deal. And really amazingly, they had at least 4 or 5 water stops and bagels and apples at the finish line. So for 10 bucks, it was a good deal. It was a pretty chilly day. The start was in the high 30s, although it was a very sunny day. And I have to say that once I started running, I was a little overdressed. As you know, I've been working on heart rate training, and you know, I haven't really figured out how to translate that into running a race. So I thought, I knew this was a really hilly 10K, and I thought that I would do the first 2 miles in zone 3 and then the rest in zone 4. That was probably too conservative. The first 2 miles were the hilliest 2 miles of the race, and by doing them in zone 3, I ended up having to walk most of the hills to keep my heart rate down, and in retrospect, that was a mistake. I had some juice left at the end. I mean, I felt like I ran a race, but I could have gone a little faster, I think, and I probably should have done the whole thing in zone 4, but live and learn. This was not a PR race for me, but I haven't run a good race in over a year. I mean, my last good race was when I ran the Hartford Marathon, which was now a year and a half ago. So I haven't run anything for time really since then. So I finished in 1:11 something, which was about a 11:30 pace. And to be honest, that's the fastest race pace other than the 5K I did in February that I've had in a while. So I'll take it. In the meanwhile, training goes on. I'm really focused on the New York City Marathon. I've started blogging again, yay, and obviously fundraising. So I'm doing Rock and Roll Chicago in July. There's a half marathon in Connecticut in June that we keep saying we're going to sign up for, but we haven't yet. So we'll see. And I'll probably do at least one half marathon in the fall, but haven't picked that one yet either. Anyway, that's my update. Hope everyone's well and enjoy your extra mile.
Hey, Kevin, this is Chris. How you doing? I didn't give you a submission for the last one. I must be too busy. Sorry, I'm driving. I'm at the mall. I'm trying to get out of the mall. There's a mall next to my office. And it's Sunday after you dropped the last episode of the Extra Mile Podcast, and I woke up to a snowstorm and 30 mile an hour winds, and I had a 10 mile pace run on the docket, so I came into my office so I could use the treadmill. So it was plan B. The snow really didn't bother me as much as the 25, 30 mile an hour gusting winds. Kind of makes it hard to hold a pace, you know? I mean, if it was just a long run, I would have, I just would have gone, done it in the weirdest, but pace run, you have to have a little bit of control. So my last, so that was 14 miles total. It took me about 2 hours, but that's it. I'm in my taper for Boston, so getting excited, getting nervous, all that stuff. Listened to the last episode, pretty good. Somebody was talking about chafing. I think maybe it was the marathon broadcast. I was talking about chafing. I use this stuff called Aquaphor. They used to give it away at all the races. And Vaseline gives out at like 14 miles in. Aquaphor tends to hang around a lot longer. So that's what I use. And I really like Carlos's beer podcast. I don't know, beer submission? Or is it the beer store? I used to make beer too. And I guess most men go through that phase. Oh, look at the line of cars trying to get out of this place. What's wrong with you people? Don't you have lives? But, yeah, that was good to be actually able to hear an episode on audio from Carlos that didn't sound like it was somebody butt-dialing you from the floorboards of the Grateful Dead tour bus, you know? Usually it's pretty rough, but Carlos is an amazing guy. I saw a picture of him when he was younger, maybe in his 20s or 30s. He looked just like Jerry Garcia, had the full beard and all. So that flu, man, that's been taking people out. That took out my brother. It put some dude at my wife's work, put him in the hospital. He's in intensive care. They're thinking they might lose this guy from that flu. So people don't realize how serious those things can be. Myself, I don't get sick, so knock on wood. Ever since I started training consistently, I just don't get sick anymore. But yeah, so it's been a good cycle. Best cycle. I'm in the best shape I've been in probably 5 years. Older, but my heart's good. You know, I think I got that AFib on the run. It's not super smooth like it was before I had the AFib. You know, I used to be able to just that heart rate monitor line on my watch would just be a flat line before I got the AFib. I got it fixed with the ablation, and I'm around the right place, but it's spiky, right? There's some ups and downs, so there's still some weird errant signals in there, but you know, 95% of it's good, and I can train to the level I need to train at, so it's good. I'm in great shape. I did a 30K, did a couple of 20 milers, did a 20 mile race last weekend that went off real well. All of it, you know, a lot of volume, a lot of quality, and all of it at a pace, at or below where I need to be to qualify. So I'm pretty excited, pretty nervous about this year. I hope we get some good weather, and hope everybody's doing well. Everybody's getting better. Everybody's recovering. They're crawling out of their holes from the spring rebirth ritual. Get all those great races now coming up. So, everybody, be well. Again, this is Chris, and I'm not from southeastern Massachusetts, by the way. I'm from northwestern Massachusetts. How about that? Northwest? Yeah, I guess. I'm about 40 miles, 10 o'clock from the hub in Massachusetts. If you know what a analog watch looks like, you might be too young for that. But everything's going well. Cheers.
So Thursday, this is a little bit of a test recording. I'm on my bike, but I'm a little bit early for Graham. So I've stopped here at Baba G's bench, a memorial bench from her family, which is kind of, hello, it's kind of ironic because I was listening just now to a podcast explaining to me all about the Sikh religion. Hello. Dog. Hello, dog. Yeah, that's the disadvantage of dogs on leashes. If the dog doesn't see you, doesn't get out of your way. Hello. And you're stuck with a leash between you and freedom. All right, so I've got a bit of uphill cycling into the wind. to do before I get to Graham's house. As a blind man, Graham is very opinionated. But that's okay. That's his point of view. And he's welcome to it. He is a blind man. He does have a lot to say about the way we treat blind people in this world. When he traveled to New York to get his seeing eye dog, they brought him a wheelchair at the airport. He was insulted. He said, "No, I'm not in need of a wheelchair. I'm in need of a guide." So the guy who was supposed to be pushing his wheelchair ended up having to walk with Graham to his gate. And with Marsh, I must hasten to add, his new seeing eye dog. So I just saw a guy from Triple Shot go by me. Triple Shot is a cycle club that one of my friends cycles with. A lot of my running friends became cycling people and abandoned their running. I don't think this is a good way for me to do it. I never wanted a good bike, so I never bought a good bike. I've always been, always been a runner first and a cross trainer for good sense. I'm not planning to improve my cycling or swimming. I barely swim, so triathlon is not even a consideration for me. As I find the right gear to negotiate yet another hill, I take this opportunity to say to my friends in the RunNet community, especially Mr. Gwynn, Kevin Gwynn of the Extra Mile. He had a birthday last weekend. I believe it was last weekend. Mind you, have you noticed how calendars seem to make less and less sense nowadays? There are real days, there are real weeks, and then there's the Facebook week, and then there's the Facebook day. Everything has been shortened. Something 3 days ago on Facebook is like last week. Anyway, as I go down Maltwood, I will freewheel this section. So you probably won't hear a full episode from me until Sunday. I might be sending this file out to Kevin and some of my other buddies for their amusement. Oops. I still haven't figured out when and how to change effectively. So today is Thursday, as I alluded to earlier, and recycling day for this neighborhood, for Graham's neighborhood. So to try and keep this emailable length, I will stop just around now.
Greetings, Kevin and fellow Extra Mile podcast listeners. This is Jim from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa, checking in. Today is Sunday, April 3rd, and just got done with an 8 mile run. As I continue my recovery from the knee issue, bumped up the mileage now, now that April is here, from 7 mile runs in March to 8 mile runs will now be the the norm in April, with the goal of this summer hitting those daily, or not daily, but three times a week, 10-mile runs. And if I can do that, then I will have accomplished my comeback and got to where I was before I messed my knee up. So, again, an 8-mile run, a little bit of a later start today, but pretty nice weather, a little windy. It's always windy out here where we live in the semi-country, I guess you'd call it. But I think it was 53 when I started. It's probably warmer than that now. But overall, a pretty nice morning. Really kind of surprised that I did not see all that many other runners out on the trail this morning. I ran from the 4-mile mark. I ran back to the trailhead and then back for the 8 miles, and that's the stretch that you're generally going to see more people. But you know what I have noticed over the years is that there are fewer people on the weekends running on the trail, and I don't think it's not a function of there being less runners. It's a function of all the races. If you look, you know, in the paper, they, you know, list all the races and stuff that are on tap. And I mean, every weekend, every Saturday, every Sunday, there's multiple races on both days. So my guess is that these people that I used to see years ago, you know, by the hordes running, they're at races on weekends now, which is fine. Nothing wrong with that. During the week when I run, you never see anybody. Last few days, I've seen a couple cross-country runners from Creighton University, which is across the river in Omaha. They're starting their They're starting their training runs, and it's always fun to see them. They go by, you know, so fast, and man, you just remember the days. You remember the days, but. Again, you get older, you slow down.
You know, I enter all these miles, of course, like everybody, keep it online. I use a thing, a website called Running Ahead, have forever since I went online in 2002. That's how long I've been recording my stuff online, and it gives you your total miles and total time. It accumulates, you know, weekly, monthly, yearly, and since day one. So, you know, it's kind of neat. I can't remember how many miles. It's a lot. But the average pace for all those years from 2002 till now, in terms of online recording, the average pace is 8:28. And this year, I'm at about 8:46. So, you know, some of that's the function of the really, really slow miles when I first started running again after the knee operation. You know, there were some 10-minute miles in there. So I'm hoping that through the summer, I can kind of ease that down a little bit and get a little bit closer to that. Well, I guess it'd be a 14-year average of 8:28. I don't think I can, because there's the reality of it is as you get older, you do slow down, and I can see it. Don't like it, but I can see it. So obviously not training for anything other than life, training for old age. Listen to Kevin's latest Kevin Unplugged. And I think he mentioned something about a birthday, and he wouldn't say it. He wouldn't tell us how old he's going to be, but we know. I mean, he wouldn't say that word, you know, what, 60? Is that what that number is that you don't want? 60? What was that number? 60, Kevin? Is that like 60, Kevin? Kevin, 60. 60. It's not bad. Trust me. 60 is better than a 90. 60 is better than being down looking up, isn't it? Come on. It's just a number. But anyway, I listened to that today. I listened to Steve Runner's latest Flood Epidations, where he's talking about his commuting and whatnot from Indianapolis back to Boston. So still listen to him. I've been kind of waiting for old Krister from Sweden. Hey, Krister. Been waiting for a podcast from him, Running the Narrow Path, because I know he came to America, ran up in Minnesota with his fellow Swedes, and then he went down and ran with you guys down in Atlanta. And I was kind of hoping for, you know, some race reports and some impressions of us Americans from his point of view, being a runner and all. So hopefully if he listens to this, he'll get on a stick and get a submission out. And, you know, the other, Nigel, the guy that does the introductions to the Extra Mile podcast, who in the hell is that guy? Come on. I don't, you know, maybe he's dead. I don't know. Nigel, are you still alive? You know, a little check-in every now and then would be a nice thing from some of the old-timers. Gee whiz. What else? I guess that's about it. I've blabbered on way too much as it is, so I think it says 7-plus minutes. Well, hell, that's way too long. So, till next time, this is Jim from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa. 60, Kevin, 60. What was that number? 60. 60. 60. Comes after 59. Comes before 61. This is Jim from South 60, Kevin, from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa, about 60 miles from Lincoln, Nebraska, 60 miles from Takema, Nebraska. 60, Kevin, 60. This is Jim from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa. Check it out. See ya. Bye. 60, Kevin, 60. Don't let it bother you. It's just a number. Bye.
Hi, Extra Milers. This is Trisha from St. Louis calling in with a race report on the Go St. Louis Half Marathon, which was April 10th. Going back to kind of what led up to this, there's a little bit of drama and injury and surgery leading into this race for me. I qualified for Marathon Maniacs on November 29th with the help of Coach Twiggs, and I qualified down in Mississippi at the Stennis Space Center and had wound up with basically all three of my marathons being 80 degrees or higher. So that was quite the event. Super excited to have hit that accomplishment. I do think going into December, which I was still keeping up my running, but nothing distance-wise, I think my body was probably recovering still for quite a while after all that activity. I did run the races to complete them, not necessarily racing, but I think some of those races, because I did PR at Chicago, probably were getting pretty close to my capacity. So with that said, in January, I start kind of resuming my base mileage, and I was out on a run with my husband just real leisurely one day, and it happened to be a super nice warm day here in St. Louis, 5 or 6 miles, and I felt what I thought was maybe a cramp in my right calf. I'd never felt this feeling before. It just was really odd. I kind of thought, maybe I'm just warming up, I'm just stiff, whatever. And continued with my run, walk, intervals, whatever we were doing at the time, probably 30-30 or something. And what I noticed was it kept coming back. And real quickly, it got sharper and more painful to the point that by about mile 4 or 5, I literally was in just a walk and I told my husband to go on and I was going to go walk back to the car. Well, I had probably some set mileage on the schedule that day and, you know, made the typical runner mistake, trying to stick to the plan, which is not always wisest. So I walked it out for the remaining mile and probably shouldn't have even walked that far. I should have gone directly back to the car. And ended up with kind of a calf strain that I nursed along for a little while, a week or so after that. I should add, I've kind of talked with Chris Twiggs about this. I have had some super deep tissue massage done a couple of times before these runs that ended up going bad. And she works on the calves pretty hard. So you know, as they look for the adhesions and the knots in the calves, I feel like maybe something got a little tweaked. I don't know. But regardless, I had a calf strain. So spent some time resting from that. It actually coincided really nicely with my schedule, which was a planned surgery for February 10th. Back in October, they discovered a tumor on my salivary gland. And the good news is the prognosis showed benign, and I had it removed, and it was benign. So that's all very, very good, and I'm very blessed and grateful. However, what they don't tell you is it's pretty much akin to recovering from a facelift, because that's the type of incision that they do to remove it. Tough, tough recovery, probably the most painful surgery I've ever had done, and I've had a C-section. So basically, after that, my running was really curtailed, and I looked at my schedule, and I emailed with Chris Twiggs, and I said, you know, I don't see the full happening for April at Go St. Louis. I think I need to do the half based on what my training mileage has been. And he was totally supportive and in agreement with that. So mid-March, spring break, we go down to Florida. I have a great 9-miler, no pain. I had a significant amount of rest and just easy run walks and a lot of walking after the surgery. So good time to recoup. And it was a good confidence builder. I felt like, okay, you know, I can do 9 miles. I can do this. And so then fast forward to about 2 weeks before April 10th, and I had a 10-miler on the schedule that day. And honestly, I was trying to kind of minimize, do the bare minimum, essentially, for the Galloway plan for the half. I've done, this will be my third half, and obviously I've done marathons. So I knew, you know, I just want to get a 10-miler in before this race. So I'm out running. I'm wearing calf sleeves to give the calves extra support. I've really not had any problems on short runs at all. And I get to my almost mile 8, and I have that tight calf again. It's the same darn right calf. And I said, it wasn't pain this time, but I could kind of feel it get weak. And all I can say is when you feel that, you know. And I immediately went to a walk, and I'm like, you know what? Forget the training plan. I'm going to walk. I'm walking without pain, unlike the prior time in January. And so I'm going to walk out the remainder of this mileage because I caught it in time. I didn't keep running the intervals like I did back in January. So that was a little discouraging because it was not a confidence builder. I didn't get it done the way I wanted to. So back to the day of the race, April 10th, just this past Sunday. My husband was running the race with me. His training, by the way, went great. He was running some just amazingly speedy 10-minute mile, 3-4 milers during the week, and just having no problem zipping along in his run. So it was a little challenging for me because, you know, normally I can keep up with him fairly well, but that was just not happening post-surgery and with this calf strain. Day of the race was a rain forecast. I did, after that incident with the 10-miler, I rested a full complete week before the race. Boy, is that kind of scary, because if you're type A like me and you're like, I gotta run, and taper's driving me crazy anyway, resting for a full week and not even walking during that time is a little scary. But I just felt deep down that if you want to finish this race, you have got to rest this calf. And I was doing rice and all the usual things, compression, elevation, ice, and rest, just like you should. So rested, went to packet pickup, stayed downtown. Our starting line was literally outside the hotel, 2 blocks down. Really exciting for me and kind of special about this race was that it was my first race as a marathon maniac. So I did wear the gear, and there was a picture with the maniacs at 6:30 that morning before the race. Race day was 46 degrees. I had on capris, my calf sleeves. I tend to run cold, so I had on, it was very windy, 16 mile an hour wind. So it was basically 46 feels like 36. I had long sleeve shirt, throwaway layer, and, you know, the full calf sleeves, because that was going to give my calf some support. And this race in St. Louis is super fun because you do run across the bridges, across the Mississippi River into East St. Louis, and you come back around. However, it is a rolling hill course. And boy, did I tell the difference from last year. Last year I did hill training, felt like I was covering the hills really nicely. Obviously didn't have the calf issue last year. So every time I'd get to a hill, I could just kind of feel by mile 4, it's like, wow. The thought entered my head, how are you going to get through this race? And I will be very careful to say I was not feeling pain. I was not running on anything that felt like pain remotely. It was just a workload for my calf, and I could tell it just in general. It was also a workload for me cardiovascularly because my heart rate was up. I got a great, wonderful new watch from my husband for Christmas, the Garmin 235. And I was seeing it go up above 85% heart rate max. And I was really surprised at that, but it basically told me how my cardio had gone down during the rest week, post-surgery, all of that. So just to kind of counteract that, I did take some extra walk breaks. I would say by mile 8, I was starting to slow down a bit, and my husband was seeing it. I moved from a 20-20 ratio, which is super, that's like even, you know, a shorter interval than I typically do, but I knew to protect this calf, I was going to need to have the frequent breaks. But I moved to a 20-40, and literally I had to take extra walk breaks on top of that. So because cardio-wise, I just needed it. So about mile 8, my husband takes off. He actually was off in search of a portalette, and so he went and did that, and there was no line. He thought there was going to be a line, and I was going to catch up with him. But since there was no line, and I could tell he wanted to take off, he went off. And, you know, I was completely fine with that, and we had talked about it before the race. I said, you know, if I have to really, really slow down, I don't have a problem with you taking off and finishing on your own. We're kind of independent that way. So I get to mile 11. There was a chocolate station. That's a famous place here in St. Louis called Crown Candy Kitchen. Has amazing chocolate. So they handed out a piece of chocolate. And I knew at that point, just by taking it easy and doing as much walking as I needed to, that I would finish. And the pain, I should say, not pain, the tightness, that's really the best way to describe it. The tightness in my calf had not increased. And I think it was because of all those extra walk breaks. However, I got to the finish chute. And, you know, there's just something about knowing that that finish line is in front of you. And I saw it and I looked ahead. And I had, at that point then, I had been so liberal with my walk breaks that I did have a little bit of a burst of energy. And I would not recommend this. This is what I did, and it's so silly, is I just kind of took off and I practically went into a sprint. And it's just so, it's so natural to me at the end of the race to pick it up and have a fast finish. Well, I completely forgot about my calf. I literally forgot about my calf. All I could think was I easily picked off 20 people just passing them. So completely silly, stupid ego move on my part, because I got within a step or two of the finish line, and I could tell that was not a good thing to do for your calf, Tricia. So I did finish. It hurt a little bit at that point. It did compromise my walking. I limped a little bit back to the hotel, immediately went up to the room, started getting some recovery tools going, some ice, all of that. And by night, I did feel better, but I was kind of kicking myself because I was so silly about rushing across the finish line like that. Husband was there waiting for me. I finished about 12 minutes behind him. So I've had about 4 days of rice now, continuing to do the compression elevation. It's significantly better. I'm actually able to do some calf raises and things. This is a bit of a humbling thing for me. I've never been injured since I've been running, and I've been running, I'm 48 now, so I've been running since I've been 40. And so, you know, it just tells me, you know, we're not invincible. We do break. We do have problems. And I have always done core work and strength work and foam rolling, but guess what? I'm not immune either. So whether it was massage, whether it was qualifying for Maniacs, whatever it was, I'm going to be really smart about this. I'm taking a full week off of rest. I'm literally just going to mentally recoup and then probably next week go into some easy walking. I just bought an elliptical hybrid kind of recumbent bike trainer that I'm hoping to do more cross training on and kind of take some of the stress off of my calves and some of the impact for a while. But I still have goals. Marathons are just in my heart. I love that distance. I think the half is so, so, so fun, but there is just something magical about that marathon to me. I have one October full that I'm eyeing, but that's going to completely depend upon how summer training goes with this calf. And my ultimate goal, really kind of a bucket list goal for me at this point, would be a 50K. And so I've been talking with Suzanne a little bit because I know she used to run on the Chicago Lakefront Trail. And so that is something I'm eyeing as well for late October. And I also just reserved our hotel for, hoping to totally make this happen now and plan for it with work, the Jeff Galloway 13.1. I really want to meet Kevin. I want to meet Chris. And of course, I want to meet the amazing Jeff Galloway, who's e-coached me before, and just thank him for making me so excited about this sport, loving running as I do. And again, this is a little long, but I kind of had a bit of history going into this with the race. And anyway, just want to say, hey, if you're injured out there, I totally feel you now. I used to just kind of be like, oh, injured, it's no big deal. Get over it, you know, do something different. And now I get it. It's when your primary interest of running is taken away from you, you realize what a gift it is. So all I can say is enjoy that extra mile. And this is Tricia signing out. Thanks.
Hi, Kevin, and all you extra milers. My name's Keith, and this is my first ever submission to the extra mile. This is my pre-race report for the Kaga Marathon in Kaga City, Ishikawa, Japan. It's Friday night,
April 15th, 2016.
I'll stay for the night with my family. Tomorrow we'll be going to Kanazawa Kenrokuen, a very famous garden and a big tourist attraction. The following night, or actually tomorrow night, we'll be moving down to Kaga City, and I'll get up bright and early before the kids and the wife, jog down to the start of the race, which apparently will be a cold and wet one. Sorry, not cold. It'll be wet. It's going to rain a bit. I don't think it'll be cold. Looks to be about between 7 and 10 degrees in the morning. The race starts at 9 o'clock. And I have a goal time. And I'll keep that to myself until the post-race report, I guess. Anyways, I've been following Chris Russell's Marathon BQ training plan. Somewhat following. I've missed quite a few of the long runs, but I've tried to make up for them by substituting with family hikes, longer walks at least, bumping the occasional long ride with a friend in there on days when I wasn't able to get speed work done. Or pushing a session of 1600s from Tuesday to Wednesday and substituting the speed work on Tuesday with an easy run. Kind of flip-flopping the plan. I haven't done the best I can. I've done what I've been able to do. The best would be to have done every possible workout. But I've gotten in where I can. I'm a little disappointed in myself. But at the same time, I'm feeling good and a little bit optimistic, but at the same time, a little bit nervous about not being able to make my goal. We'll see how it all plays out. I'll tell you what I know about the race so far. I haven't run this one. It's got a long history. It seems to be pretty flat for the first 20-25k. Then there's a fairly steep hill, but doesn't look to be like such a long climb. Steep, but not too long. And not too high. And then it comes crashing down again, and then it's flat for the last the last 10k, I guess. It's my first time running this race, like I said, so I really don't know what to expect, which is kind of exciting. I do know that they have aid stations about every 3 to 4 kilometers, some as close as 2 kilometers apart. Every one of them has water. Every one of them has a porta potty. Some of them have better facilities than others. You know, a porta potty as compared to bricks and mortar facilities, and so it's well supported, which is nice because that way I will not carry anything with me. I doubt if I will even take my iPhone or music. I will just run. Well, I'll have my Garmin, of course. You know, you gotta have that for evidence. Anyways, right now I'm walking around the city of Kanazawa, and I have no idea where I am. Came out of the hotel, went straight, took the next right, following that along. And I'm doing my little stretch the legs jog after having driven for 2.5 hours on the freeway. Wanted to get here a little bit earlier, but I was the only one who had that desire. Everybody else wanted to take it easy. One of these days we'll get in sync. So now I've been walking for about not even 5 minutes, but I'll let you guys go. Maybe touch up this a little bit tomorrow morning when I see some more of the city. And anyways, you guys, since it's my first report, let me introduce myself properly. My name's Keith Brown. I live in Kani City, Japan. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on my blog at runningontheroad.blogspot.com, depending on where your geo-blocking is. And that's where you can find me. And you'll probably see a race report on my blog after this race. And I'll also send in a post-race report to you, Kevin, after I've completed the race. Thanks for having me on the podcast. Enjoy your time on your feet while you can.
Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is David from southeastern Massachusetts checking in with a training update. It is Sunday, April 17th, which means tomorrow is the 18th. That would be Patriots Day in Massachusetts, where the Red Sox have an 11 a.m. start so that the fans at Fenway Park can get out in time to see the elite runners finishing the Boston Marathon. So tomorrow is Marathon Monday, and let's send positive vibes and speedy wishes to all of our friends out on the marathon course. That won't be me this year. I had a great training run today. I got to do an 8-mile loop on Goat Hill in Uxbridge, Massachusetts. I learned a lesson, which is when you want to run a race, you should really register for it as soon as you make up your mind to do it. I got shut out of a 50K next weekend, and the best news for me is that there was actually another one not so far away. So instead of doing the Trail Animal Running Club 50K, I am going to do the Goat Hill 50K in Uxbridge, Massachusetts. It's an 8-mile loop. The 50K route is 4 circuits of that loop with about 1,000 feet of elevation per circuit. It is a single track, so a mountain bike single track, pretty knobby, lots of rocks, lots of roots. It's a, you know, watching your feet the whole time kind of a run, which will be pretty interesting once we get to, you know, miles 20 to 30. When you're feeling tired and worn out, that's when you got to really focus and keep your head down so that you can make sure you don't have any issues of your catching a toe and taking a digger and diving into a rock or something. So anyway, but it's a cool course. It's got a couple steep inclines, but other than that, it's really kind of rolling up and down. And today was a group run, a no drop run. So about 30 people went out to try out the course. The event has an 8-miler, a 16-miler, and a 50K. So most of the people that went today are doing the shorter intervals. But so it was nice. It was cool. There's a couple people who were really knowledgeable who were running the race who led us along the way. And then whenever we got to either the top of a hill or a major intersection where you might make a turn, we all kind of stopped and regrouped. And that was a really cool way to kind of make sure everyone got to see the course and, you know, not push ourselves too fast. But it was a good social way to spend a Sunday morning getting a lay of the land, so to speak. So with that, I am wrapping up my training for this race. I will be tapering this week. I have a couple of runs, but no substantial miles. And winding down, getting some rest, trying to get my legs nice and fresh for next Sunday. So if this hits the airwaves before Sunday the 24th, please send me your positive vibes. I will take whatever you can. That Sunday the 24th is also the Groton Road Race in lovely Groton, Massachusetts, where our friend Chris Russell will be helping lead the charge out there. Well, with that, I will say my training is going well. I'm enjoying getting out on the trails and out in the woods, and I hope you enjoy your extra mile. Signing off, this is David from southeastern Massachusetts.
Greetings, Kevin and fellow Extra Mile podcast listeners. This is once again Jim from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa, checking in. I'm driving to the trailhead. It's about a 4 mile drive from my house to the trailhead for the Wabash Trace Trail. When I want to run what I call the flats, I go to the trailhead, because the uphill portion doesn't start till about 3 miles out. So I'll go 3 miles out and back, so 6, and then out and back 1, which will make an 8 mile run, which is what I'm doing the month of April. 8 mile runs. So on my way, turning into the parking lot, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 cars here, which means there's probably 4 other runners out on the trail already. It's just after 7 o'clock, I think, Saturday, whatever the date is. I don't even know what it is today. 16th, I think, maybe. The 16th of April. Yeah, I think it's the 16th, opening day of turkey season. Duh. So, I'm going to head out here in a second or two. I've got to get my Garmin synced with the satellites and hide my key somewhere on my car. And I said I don't like to carry it. And then I'll take off. But before I do that, let me just say that I was chided a little bit for my last submission, where I kind of, I don't want to say poked fun, but tried to remind Kevin that it's not a crime to say that you're going to be 60 years old. And I was chided by Mr. Gwynn in that he's going to be 59 years old. And that next year he's going to be 60 years old. So to that, I would only say that when you hit your 59th birthday, you will have completed 59 years, 59 trips around the sun, and you will be on the 60th year of your life the day after your 59th birthday. So when you turn 59, you are celebrating 59 complete years. When you wake up the next morning, you're on your 60th year. So with that, I will hit the pause button and hopefully be able to pick this back up when I finish the run. So hopefully it'll work. Back from the run, kind of a slow day on the flats, just right at an hour and 11 minutes. So without doing the math real quick, about 8:50 something average pace, not too bad. Not real slow, not real fast. Just what I do nowadays, it seems like, slow, but sure. I'm starting to get some speed back. Every now and then I'll drop in a little quicker mile, and hopefully through the spring and summer that will translate to better times. But not a whole lot else to report. There's a truck parked in the parking lot here. I noticed when I got out, and in anyhow, how people have 26.2 stickers on their cars, or 13.1 stickers. This guy had a sticker that said 140.6. So I don't know what that's all about, but that's obviously pretty damn serious. So when I got done, there's a couple guys sitting on a bench here, and one guy's got a headlamp on. So I walk over and I say, "You got a headlamp on, so you started in the dark?" And he goes, "Oh, yeah." I go, "How far?" He goes, 20. I go, "Good for you." And he goes, "Yeah, but it hurts." And my reply was, "Well, isn't it supposed to? You do 20 miles, shouldn't it hurt?" And he was an older guy, too. So my guess is that
That was his truck. So, few people, you know, parking at the trailhead, few people running, walking, a few bikes. Another windy day. I don't know where everybody lives, obviously not here, but the last couple weeks, the wind has been relentless. We've had days with 50-mile-an-hour sustained winds, and right now, the wind's out of the south. It's got to be 25-plus. It's just, you know, it's brutal running into that wind. Then you turn around, you get the wind at your back, and you're kind of in a bit of a void, it seems like, and then you really start sweating. Not that I sweat a whole lot anyway, but when I ran on, must have been Thursday, got up, went outside, and right at first light, you know, it was like it was almost like fog out. And it wasn't fog, it was smoke in the air coming up from Kansas. Down in Kansas, they burn, you know, millions of acres of grasslands every spring because it kills weeds and spurs new growth. And that's where the cattle graze down in there. And those south winds that we've had, those strong south winds, has been blowing that smoke all the way up into Nebraska. Well, I guess I'm in Iowa, but right across the river from looking at, as I look to the west, I see Nebraska. So anyway, they issued a health warning. You know, you weren't supposed to go outside. You weren't supposed to exercise outside. The kids, they kept in school. They wouldn't let them out for recess because the air quality was so bad because of the smoke coming up from Kansas. Well, you can always tell a runner, you just can't tell him much. I ran 8 miles in it, and it didn't seem to bother me. So, and it was one of my quicker days. It was down in the 8:30s pace. So, I don't know. But still, even today, south wind again, and you can see just a little bit of haze as you look off, you know, toward the bluffs and the hills here. You can just see that haze. And in the middle of summer, you would think it would be humidity, but right now it's just smoke from Kansas. So Kansas, keep your smoke to yourself. That's about it. I've gone on way too long. I've talked about way too trivial of things. Today's Saturday. I'll probably try to run Monday, depending on the weather. Supposed to start to get some rains. Then Tuesday, I'm taking off to northeast Nebraska for my annual turkey hunt. So I'll be gone the rest of the week turkey hunting. And last year when I went turkey hunting is when I tore my meniscus. So hopefully it will go better this year. Get my big old turkey and enjoy that. So it'll be a while before I check in, but that's okay. Maybe I'll check in while I'm turkey hunting. Give you guys a little blow by blow as I shoot a turkey. Hey, you never know. I might do such a stupid thing. Kevin has the power of editing, so he can leave in or take out whatever he wants. So with that, I will shut up. I will get out of here, email this off to the boss, and everybody have a good week, good month. Train safe. They're got a race coming up. I hope you do as well as your training will allow you to do. Above all, avoid injury. Running is a lot more fun than not running. Running is a lot more fun than sitting on the couch. I'm out of here. See you later. Thanks for all you do, Kevin. Bye.
Good morning, Kevin, and all you extra milers. Just wanted to let you know that yesterday, the 17th of April, I ran the Great Welsh Marathon in Llanelli, and I PB'd again, 4 hours and 50 minutes. Can you believe it? Because I certainly can't. I'm just over the moon, absolutely over the moon. This is now my third marathon as a Galloway runner.
I know that last year I'd done the Great Welsh Marathon and I had a personal best of 5 hours and 2. So I PB'd by 12 minutes. Absolutely. I'm just absolutely buzzing. Really fantastic. I used 50 seconds of running and 20 seconds of walking. The marathon itself takes place on the Welsh Coastal Path. It's a really low-key affair, even though it's called the Great Welsh Marathon. It certainly isn't, a big event. They sort of like start us. There's about, I think, there's about 500 runners, which is pretty low-key. So for the majority of the time, you know, you're running on your own or you've just got, you know, another runner in sight. Very little support along the way, although yesterday was such a lovely day. You know, they were families out, so they were stopping and clapping. I'm just thrilled, absolutely thrilled. For the whole 4 hours and 50 minutes, I took you lovely people with me and had the extra mile playing, which was great. I just wanted to tell you how fantastic I feel. Really, really good. And today, glutton for punishment, because I'm training for an ultra, I'm going to go out again and do another, I think it's roughly about 23 miles, I think. I'm going to do the last half of my ultra route, which is, I'm going to start today from a place called Merthyr Tydfil. And that will then take me down to the ending of the ultra, which is in Nant Garw in Cardiff. Again, just wanted to tell you, I am so, so happy, which I'm sure you can tell by my voice, but my goodness, never in a million years did I ever think I was going to get a 4 hours and 50 minutes at marathon time. Anyway, get ready and out for my second run. Hope you all enjoy your extra mile.
Hey, Kevin and all of you extra milers. This is Joe from southeastern Massachusetts. Just checking in with a quick update. Just a couple of things happening. As I mentioned the last time, I had signed up with my wife to do the Virginia Beach Rock and Roll Half Marathon in September. And what I did just the other day is I finally registered for the Jeff Galloway half marathon in December. So looking forward to that and hopefully seeing a bunch of you out there and meeting some of you in person. I enjoy listening to your submissions. So it'll be nice to hopefully get to meet some of you that are down there. It's looking forward to that race. This is Boston Marathon Monday. So I just came back from a quick little run. I'll settle into watch the marathon. So pretty excited for that. Training's going well. I've getting a little bit of consistency in my running, getting out there 4 or 5 days a week, trying to get, 30 to 60 minutes at a stretch. And no races in the works. I may do my local 5K on July 4th in town. It's a pretty low-key event, about 130 runners, so that might be my my kickoff to the racing season, which, as I said in my last first submission last time, I don't race very often, maybe once or twice a year. So this year, if I do the 4th of July race, that'll give me 3 events that I'm signed up for this year. So that's about my limit. But again, trying to get consistent, trying to lose some weight, and looking forward to Virginia Beach, and also particularly looking forward to the Jeff Galloway half in December. So again, this is Joe from southeastern Massachusetts checking in and signing off. Hope all of you enjoy your runs. Thanks.
Hello, Kevin and Extra Milers. This is an addendum to my post-race lament that I just sent in to Kevin. Hopefully he'll be able to put this in as well. I just found out happily that all the materials, supplies from the Kaga Marathon, which was canceled, have been donated to relief for the Kumamoto Kyushu earthquake victims. That means all the I can't imagine how many liters of water, drinking water, clean drinking water, which would be essential, and rice and food products, as well as construction materials and whatnot might be available, have been sent to Kumamoto to help the earthquake victims. That gives me a warm fuzzy. Good to know that at least some good came of organizing this event, even though it was canceled. Good luck to you guys and your next video. This is Keith. Bye.
Well, hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Jim, putting in a submission again from the road here in South Central PA. It's now April the 3rd, and I'm out for a short run. Had to wait a good portion of the day for the really howling winds we had going through here. Had 56 mile an hour winds going through. Looking on Facebook, and we have people who were without power around here. And one of my friends even had part of her siding bent right off the side of her house. So, not fun. That was all with a sharp cold front coming down. So even though it's early April, this morning with the wind chill, it's 14 degrees. So really, really cold. And my mother sent me an article up in Syracuse. They had the Syracuse Half Marathon. Well, talk about crappy conditions. All these Syracusans went to bed last night dejected after their Syracuse Orange lost to the Tar Heels of North Carolina, which, let's just be honest about that. Syracuse was a 10 seed. Had they made it to the final game, they'd have been the lowest ranking team, or highest ranking team, depending upon which way you look at it, to make it that far. No 10 seed had ever made it to the final game. But, yeah, they just, it was part of the March Madness. They just clicked on all cylinders right at the right time and went as far as they could have reasonably gone. So, no shame. But of course, you know, every Syracusan was dejected, hoping for that final game with my Villanova Wildcats. Yes, indeed. And I woke up to about 4 to 6 inches of snow. So, and even colder than where I am. So, yeah, not great conditions for a 13.1. So, there it is. But my news, as you can hear, is I'm healthy again. I'm running. And for those of you who listen to my podcast, I'm running up the big hill at the start of my course, the home loop, which I almost always invariably walk. So I'm not going particularly fast, 14 minutes a mile, but it's about a half mile hill, and it's somewhere between a 3 and a 4% grade. So it's a hill. So, goal today was just to plod along, which I have done because I'm at the top of the hill. Yay. So since I sent a submission saying I was sick, I felt it was only appropriate to bookend that with one saying, I'm healthy again. Thank you to everybody who got a hold of me in social media, either through, you know, Facebook, that stuff, or through my podcast, and wished me a speedy recovery. It would appear your wishes were granted. And for that, I thank you. Now you go and enjoy your extra mile.
Good morning, extra milers. Well, I don't know if it's morning where you are, but it is here. My name is Mats. I live in Sweden, just north of Stockholm. And I am out on a Saturday morning run. It's 1 hour in, and time is 6:30-ish. So, got about half an hour to go. Nice clear blue skies on, what is this, April 19th, and I got 3 weeks to my next half marathon right in downtown Stockholm. So training is going okay, and I'll let you know how the race went. I'm probably not gonna race this one super hard, but because I have another one in June, which is gonna be the one I'm going for in this spring. So okay, take care everybody, and looking forward to the next show. Bye bye.
Episode 147 of the Extra Mile Podcast. Anyone make you particularly jealous? Huh? So JD is over his flu, thank goodness. I'm over mine. Even Chris has got some buddies that are over there. So knock on wood, flu season hopefully is over with spring. And I don't want any part of that again. What I was thinking is maybe in the fall, when it comes time to get our flu shots again, pretty much decide I'm going to do it this time. From now on, I'll get a flu shot. But maybe we can get Dr. Amanda to do an extra mile podcast flu clinic. So we all show up at her place in New York City and everyone gets a flu shot, huh? I know she would do it for us. So just a couple items from today's submissions. Our buddy Chris Russell, who was speaking to us about tapering for the Boston Marathon. In case you haven't heard, Chris kicked some serious butt in the Boston Marathon. Came in with a finish time of 3 hours, 47 minutes, and 43 seconds. For those of you who can't do the math, of course I can't do it. I looked it up. That's an 8:42 pace. Whoa. Good on you, Chris. Congratulations. Welcome to Keith. First timer, but not last timer, Keith. And Keith mentioned his marathon, and unfortunately, his marathon was canceled, and I believe it was for high winds. So, Keith, let us know what the deal is there. And maybe more importantly, since you've got that fine-tuned engine, have you picked another race to give a shot to, huh? Just so you know, I will put Keith's blog in the show notes because for a few reasons, but mostly because he gave us the wrong blog in his submission. It is not running on the wrong side of the road.blogspot.com. It's actually rotwsotr.blogspot.com. But no reason to remember all that. Just go to the show notes. It's right there. And once again, my buddy Jim James from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa, is terrible with his math. So I'm going to help him out this morning with an Extra Mile Podcast math lesson. First of all, he was confused and didn't know what the 140.6 sticker was. Well, here you go, buddy. It's an Ironman. It's a 2.4-mile swim. It's a 112-mile bike. And, of course, finished up with a 26.2 marathon at the end. And secondly, moving on with our math lesson, he somehow thinks I turned 60. He did correct himself. So that's a terrible, terrible math mistake. But even beyond that, I got to tell you that I've decided that absolutely nothing good happened in the 80s. The 80s are a waste to me, except, of course, for four of my great children who were born in the 80s. Other than that, I could completely do away with the 80s. And as further evidence that there's nothing good about the 80s, let me tell you a little bit about what came out of the 80s. Of course, we had the big hair, right? We had the Valley Girl speak, for sure, for sure. How about the popped collars? Oh, that's a good look, isn't it? Of course, Milli Vanilli came out of the 80s. And if you were not a Milli Vanilli fan, chances are you were a New Kids on the Block fan. And finally, the Feast to Resistance mullets came out of the 80s. Yeah. So I'm completely done with the 80s. And I actually have just turned 49. What else? Oh, that lovely Wales accent was our girlfriend Jane, who spoke about setting a PB in the Great Welsh Marathon. She was so happy about that PB that she forgot to tell us who she was. You probably recognized her voice. And lastly, Joe. Our buddy Joe has entered in the Jeff Galloway 13.1. Very cool, Joe. So you hang in there, and we'll have a lot more to say about that. You and I will definitely meet in person down in Atlanta. Who else is in for that, huh? Eventually, I'll be collecting names. But why wait if you are already entered into that race? Give me a shout-out. And if you're not, consider it, please. So, no, I feel like I'm in an Alfred Hitchcock movie here. That's all I got for today. Thanks for taking us along, for spending the last hour plus of your lives with us, and certainly for the downloads. Special thanks for everyone who sent a submission. And until the next time, y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.
Great speaker, too. He's a great speaker. He's great. He's been with me right from the beginning. He's tough as hell, and he's great. And he has energy. You know, he's not a low-energy person. Do you understand?